Chapter 5. 16 years passed, and Eppy was now a pretty young lady. The house was bigger, and Eppy had a little puppy that Godfrey Cass sent her. One day she said to Silas, "Dada, I'd really like a garden in front of our house."
"We can have a garden," said Silas. "I'll dig the ground after work each day, and you can plant some flowers."
"Oh, no, Dada," said Eppy. "You work too hard. I can dig the ground. And maybe Aaron can help me." She smiled.
Aaron was now a handsome young man. He had a good job. He was working in the gardens at the Red House. Silas looked at his daughter. "Do you think Aaron will help you?" he asked.
"I'm sure he will," said Eppy.
"He likes me very much. In fact, he asked me to marry him."
"I see," said Silas. "And what did you say?"
Eppy smiled. "I said I'll marry him if you can always live with us."
Silas was happy. He didn't want to think about life without Eppy, but he didn't want to prevent her from being happy either.
Godfrey Cass still lived at the Red House with his wife, Nancy. His father was dead, and they had no children. Nancy was often at home alone, and today she was trying to read her book, but she kept thinking about her life. "I've been a lucky woman," she thought. "I have a good, kind husband and a lovely home. I wish I had children. And I'll always feel sad about my little baby who died." Godfrey wanted to adopt a child, but I always said no. Was that wrong? I don't know.
Nancy often thought about this, and she felt guilty that she didn't agree with her husband, but she wanted her own child or none. Just then the door opened and Godfrey came in noisily. Nancy looked up from her book. She was surprised. Her husband's face was red, and he looked hot. He was so angry.
"What's the matter?" asked Nancy.
"They've found Dunstan's skeleton after all these years," said Godfrey.
"His skeleton? Where?" asked Nancy.
"Near Silas Marner's house," said Godfrey. "The doctor says he died the night of the theft, the day he killed Wildfire."
"Poor man," said Nancy.
"He had something in his hands. 2 leather bags full of money. They belonged to Silas Marner. Dunstan was the thief."
Godfrey sat heavily in a chair.
"Dunstan took Silas Marner's money?"
Nancy was shocked.
"There's something else I have to tell you," said Godfrey.
"Dunstan always knew I had a guilty secret, and he used it to control me. Before I married you, I was married to another woman. Her name was Molly Farron, and she was Eppy's mother, the woman who died near Marner's house," asked Nancy.
"Yes," said Godfrey.
"Then who is Eppy's father?"
Nancy asked nervously.
"I am," said Godfrey.
Suddenly everything was clear to Nancy.
"So, you wanted to adopt Eppy. Now I understand."
"That's right," said Godfrey.
"We can do it now," said Nancy. "Let's go to Silas Marner and explain everything to him. Then he will see that we can give Eppy a good home here."
"Yes," said Godfrey. "It's not too late. She's my daughter, and when Marner understands, he'll see that the girl can have a better life here."
Godfrey and Nancy hurried to Silas Marner's house, and Godfrey was very direct.
"We have come to tell you, Marner, that I am Eppy's father. We can give her a good home and everything she needs that you cannot give her. She will come and live with us."
Silas was so shocked that he said nothing. But Eppy spoke. "I already have a father that I love. He gives me everything I need, and I'm happy here. I don't need another father, and I will not come and live with you."
Now Nancy and Godfrey were shocked.
"I cannot understand why you say no," said Nancy. "This is a great opportunity for you. If you stay here,
You'll always be a country girl. And that is what I'm happy to be, said Eppy.
Godfrey and Nancy Cass were disappointed that Eppy refused their offer, and they could not understand her choice. As they walked back to the Red House, they passed Aaron.
Good morning, sir,
he said to Godfrey. But Godfrey didn't answer. When Aaron arrived at Silas Marner's house, he found Eppy and her father sitting close together near the door. They told him that Godfrey Cass was Eppy's father.
Don't you want his money? Asked Aaron.
No, Aaron. I'm happy with my life here.
And soon, you'll help me make a garden. She laughed.
Oh, I see, he said. You only want me so I can work for you.
That's right, she said.
Aaron and Eppy were married in May. Mrs. Nancy Cass gave Eppy a pure white dress and a bunch of little roses to carry. Silas Marner followed them to the church with Dolly Winthrop and her husband. Outside the rainbow, Mr. Snell, Dr. Kimball, and the other men raised a glass to the young couple.
Dada, said Eppy, today you're not giving me away to another man. Aaron is joining our family.
Silas smiled happily as he looked at the young couple.